So, how did you get started into creating artwork and selling it professionally?
I've been doing some sort of artwork ever since I was young. I've always been kind of into creative kinds of things, and I started out doing a lot of photography, and then that kind of moved into writing poetry, and I used it at first not really to sell it to anybody, but more of a catharsis to help what was going on with me, because with my illness, I was inside a lot. I couldn't really get out at first, and so I would take photos. I would start taking photos of the flowers in my garden, just things like that, just as a way to get out and have something to do. So that was more of a supportive thing, and then my poetry became all the terrible things kind of that were inside of me because of being in pain for so long. And then it just kind of went from there as I started doing things to try and make myself healthier, as I started learning more about my own spirituality, really, because my whole basis of my company is my artwork is about spiritual concepts or concepts about the earth and the energy of crystals and things like that. So it kind of was a way to support my inner growth and to help my emotional state, really. And so I just started getting so many pieces of the polymer clay and jewelry and things, and my mom said, "You need to find a way to start getting rid of this. You can't have so much." And so that's when I started last year going to craft fairs and actually had my, little business and started selling the items, and people seem to really enjoy it. I have an Etsy and I love talking to people, and sometimes I have oracle cards and I do oracle cards for them. And so it's just really a great way not only for me to get out of the house, and it's a way for me to share the different concepts that I put into my artwork about the world.
So you said that you enjoy creating spiritual art in like relation and helping your illness. If you'd like, you can discuss your illness briefly and maybe like what forms of spiritual art have helped you and maybe what like spiritual art means to you.
Okay. I have various illnesses that have come. Some have developed because of something else I had, but in 1996, less than a year after I was first married, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And it's a very, very painful disease. And I basically just was living every single day of my life in pain, and I could not get out. It was so severe. I couldn't really leave the house a lot. I couldn't drive. And then, of course, when you're in pain for so long, it starts hurting your emotional well-being. And I started getting very depressed. And my depression was very severe as well. And then they start trying to treat these things, and sometimes the medication doesn't do so well for you either. So I had, well over probably 10, over 10 years of just really suffering. And so that's why I just thought, I also have a thyroid disorder, Hashimoto's, and I'm very fatigued all the time, anemia, just a lot of different things that all work together very badly. And some of the spiritual things that I found, I'm very connected to the earth, and I missed being out in my garden. I couldn't garden. I couldn't get down and plant things or take care of things, and it wasn't until my parents recently built garden boxes that were high enough for me to actually garden. So I loved getting out there. Even my bracelet here, this fire, earth, air, and water. And I just feel connected to the different parts of earth. I feel like things have spiritual energy, like crystals have different spiritual energy. One of the most common ones that people know is rose quartz. It has a very peaceful energy to it. And so as I started learning these things, it actually helped my emotions, it helped my depression. And so I started looking up different concepts, like the one that I showed you before with the gold. That's a Japanese concept. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but it's kintsugi, I believe, Kintsugi. And what they do is when china breaks, they don't just toss it out. They'll mend it with pure gold or silver. And to me, it was more than an art style. It was a concept of just because you have things that have hurt you in the past and maybe you feel like you're broken, you can still be beautiful and you can still mend that. And you mend it in such a way that you're even more beautiful than you were before. So I've used polymer clay and made jewelry pieces to echo that concept. And not only do I share that when I sell those pieces, but when I see those pieces, I think about myself. Hey, you know, just because you have had a hard life doesn't mean that you're totally broken and unusable. Can I answer what you're asking?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I answered it perfectly. Do you have any particular piece, maybe like that means the most to you, that perhaps follows that line of thinking or any other line of spiritual wellness that makes you feel good?
Well, I really do like the two pieces. I have a pin and a necklace that I did with the kintsugi in mind, and it has the face that I broke apart and put the gold in between. And I'll have those at the craft fair this Saturday. As far as anything else goes, some of the things that I make are, I guess you could call them prayer beads or meditation beads, and it's using the concept of the crystal's energy with it. And those mean a lot to me, and I have some that I personally keep with myself. And there's one that I have that's actually for somebody who is giving birth, and I've chosen specific gemstones or specific crystals that are very calming and encouraging, so that they would have that to hold on to during a time that would kind of, you know, even if you don't believe that a crystal or whatever you want to call it does not have energy, there's still something psychological about having something to hold that makes you feel peaceful. It's like people with teddy bears, you know? The teddy bear is not magical, but it is, because it makes you feel better. It connects you to something. So it's kind of, I think some of my things people like, even if they don't have a spiritual connection or a religious connection or anything, because, well, for one thing, some people think that's just pretty or interesting. Some of my items are maybe not pretty, but they might be interesting, and it might remind them of something that makes them feel good.
So how did you get into learning about, like, spiritual beads and, you know, spiritual energies with art?
I have kind of a crazy story, I guess, just of where I came from. I feel like growing up, I was in a very, very strict Christian environment. Super strict, almost to the point where I might call it a cult. Some people might disagree with me, but I might call it a cult. And it took a while kind of for me and my family to break out of that control. And I feel like a lot of that is based on fear. And so I was searching for something because I knew that wasn't right. And so that's when I started. I traveled. I've gone overseas for a few things, Cyprus, Germany, and I just started learning about different religions. And in Egypt, I went into one of the pyramids and I saw the Cairo Museum. And, you know, people have had a lot of different religions over the years in a lot of different places, but because we all want to connect to something. And so for me, that kind of spurred me on, because at first I was just like, I don't want to have anything to do with spirituality. I don't want to have anything to do with religion, because it's all fearful and it's all just hardship on people. But then I realized, no, there's more. You know, the crystals, plants, flowers, the sun, the wind, all these things give to us and are here to give us happiness and joy. It's not all about fear and unhappiness and following a set of guidelines exactly. And so to me, I felt like there was a need in my life, especially with the struggle that I had of connecting to something. And so I just decided that I would find out what it is I connected to. And as I looked back over my life, I realized, oh, okay, I was taking photos of flowers because that made me happy. I was taking photos of landscapes because that made me happy and it brought me joy. And so it was kind of a meandering little path to it. until I actually figured out exactly, you know, what I wanted more my path to be as far as spirituality. Not really religion, but just spirituality.